When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are discussing why narcissistic people will almost always seek revenge or seek vengeance on you if they think that you have done them wrong. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to episode 990 of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. I will have my vengeance shall be mine. You see, I'm worthy of love, care, and affection, y'all. Check out the self-love shop. Link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. But yes, y'all, narcissistic people will seek vengeance. Vengeance shall be mine. And they will, y'all. I keep telling people this all the time, and I just like, I know some of the stuff I say sounds repetitive, because I do redo some things, because my perspective changes. If I did a video when I first got started on doing this in 2020, and I go back and listen to parts of it, my perspective changes, and that's how people will grow. As I've grown, my channel changes, my views change, because I have more information that has been provided towards me. You know, and I'm not afraid to say I was wrong or something, y'all, so yeah. But vengeance. That's one thing that I always want to seek vengeance on people, y'all. It's just, one of the main reasons that narcissistic people tend to seek vengeance on people who have hurt them is because you've hurt them. Like, the shame inside a narcissist will almost never let it go. It's like, it's so hard to let that go. It's just like, I still want revenge on people who've done me wrong in third grade. Fifth grade. I'm 38 years old. You know what I mean? I'll be 39 in July, on July 14th of this year. I know people were like, what's your birthday, Lee Hammack? July 14th, 1985. I'll be 39 years old this year. And this one of the things, like, I still hold grudges. I've worked better because I've been in psychotherapy for 6 years. But I hold grudges. It's like the inner voice, my inner shame always brings it up. It always tells, like, the shame inside of me, the voice inside of me is always telling me how I could have handled the situation better to get vengeance, or to how I could have hurt somebody else that hurt me. Remember this person called you ugly 20, 30 years ago? It's time to show them that you're not ugly anymore. You know, it's time. It's time to reveal. It's time for the great reveal. You've had 30 years to work on yourself. It's time for the great reveal. You know what I mean? It's just that, I know it sounds stupid, but that's the space that so many people fall into right there. It becomes time for the great reveal inside of these spaces. Like, they want to seek vengeance on you because their inner voice of a narcissist is just telling them to. Like, I need to hurt you back because you hurt me. I cannot let this go. I can't move on with my life until I've sought vengeance on you. Until I've hurt you the way you've hurt me. And this is the crazy part about it, y'all. You can hurt them by holding them accountable. You hear what I said? You can hurt them by leaving them. Hey, look, this relationship isn't working out for me. It's time for me to go. I need to leave you. So you decide to leave, right? And that hurts and that breaks them down, especially if you're not ready for them to leave. No matter why you're leaving, they can literally put their hands on you, try to throw you off the top of the Empire State Building, try to unalive you. And then you decide to leave. Like, look, I want to live. You know, I choose life. I can't be here with you. You're gonna send me to meet God sooner than I want to go meet him. You see what I'm saying? You're gonna end my life before my time. I can't be here anymore with you. And that will break them. You're rejecting me. You see what I'm saying? They'll blame you. They want to hurt you again. And sometimes you leaving them for them hurting you hurts them more somehow. It's weird in the mind of an art. Yeah, it's weird inside the mind. Like, wow, you really gonna leave me? wow, I can't believe you. You never loved me. You never cared about me. That's why you hear those statements right there, because now they're angry as hell. And some of them, and this is the crazy part about it is, let me go and tell you another crazy part. They can leave you. They can leave you. Cut off access to them. Like, they can look, they can leave you. And then you decide to cut off access and like go no contact, never talk to them again. And they'll be angry at you and they seek vengeance on you because you hurt their feelings. They're in a whole new relationship, whole new marriage, driving by your house, popping up at your job, seeing you blowing your phone up, doing all kinds of craziness, and they left you. They want to hurt you. They want to seek vengeance. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. They'll try to get you fired from your job. They'll start to divulge all your secrets. If you told them anything in confidence, it's going to be, you might as well put everybody in a group text message and told them. Because now they're going to tell everybody, if you don't answer the phone, I'm going to tell your mom what you said about Eric. If you don't answer the phone, I'm going to call your boss and play the recording. And when you say you stole from work, you see what I'm saying? They're going to try to ruin your life because you hurt their feelings by cutting them off, even though they left you. They want to hurt you, y'all. I'm just telling you. That's why sometimes, y'all, you hear these crazy stories online where people are like, me and my partner have been broken up for 10 years and they still sending me, they still threatening me. They still popping up. They still doing pop-ups. I've got a restraining order on them and they got mad. They threatened to take my life or hurt me or harm me and my children. I got a restraining order on them. And they got madder because their restraining order is public record and people can see that they have a restraining order on them. Now they're angry because I held them accountable for their angry actions. You know, now they want to hurt me. They say, when the restraining order ends, I'm coming to get you. Now they just doubled it out. Now it turned into a lifetime restraining order. Now they're angry at me again. They held me accountable, right? You can, y'all, if you enforce a restraining order, they can start threatening you more. They can pop up on you more. People are losing their minds out here. I'm just telling you, they want to hurt you because you hurt them. And like I said, not all narcissists will seek vengeance in this way, y'all. I know some of y'all, some narcissists will leave you alone. And this is the wild thing right here that happens sometimes. Some people, when I do these videos about narcissists seeking vengeance, some people will, I'll do a one-on-one with some people, or they'll send me an email, just like, my narcissistic ex didn't seek vengeance. So am I not worth enough? Yeah. Your self-worth is not tailored to a narcissist. They're going to value you. They're going to value you like gold in the wrong hands is just a shiny rock. If you give me a piece of gold that's this big right here, if y'all on my podcast, I'm holding up a pill bottle. If you give me a chunk of gold that's this big right here, I'm taking it to the appraiser. Hey, look, I got a chunk of gold. Give me my money. Money. Money, please. Y'all seen what's the TV show? Parks and Rec with John Raphael's sister. Money, please. That's how I would do. I would go right up in there to the appraiser, gold appraiser. Like, I'll hand him the chunk of gold and be like, money, please. I would do just like that. But this is what happens in a lot of these spaces, y'all. If you hand that same chunk of gold to the wrong person, it's just a shiny, heavy rock. This chunk of gold now in the wrong hands is just a door weight, a paperweight. Oh, this, hey man, you got a chunk of gold on your holding your paper down. Oh, this is, I found that outside. It's, they don't value, they're never going to correctly value you. They're never going to correctly value you. So you can be a gold or a diamond, but you can be gold, diamond, silver, platinum, whatever, you know. But they're not going to value you correctly. You're just a shiny rock to them. So whether or not they hoover you or try to seek vengeance on you or whatever is not a reflection of your true worth or true value. You know, because that is determined by you. You have to see you. You have to see you for what you're worth. I'm gold. They just, to them, you can be gold, but they can just see you as a shiny rock. So whether or not they decide to seek vengeance on you is less to do about you than how they look at you, how they see you. You see what I'm saying? What they attach to you. You're worth more than what they attach to you. I say that, but you have to believe that. You know, I can say anything, but at the end of the day, you got to believe it. You know what I mean? You have to take it as true and take action, you know. But if a narcissist, like, Lee, how, Lee, you went into the vengeance. We get it. I'm gold. I'm a gold diamond. We get that, right? But how the hell do we make them stop seeking vengeance? Y'all, sometimes you have to force them to stop. And like I said, forcing them to stop with this vengeance streak that they're on can agitate some of them more. It can set some of them off more. A lot of times they want to seek vengeance on you. They want to ruin your new relationships. They want to ruin your new job. They want to ruin your glow up journey. You know, you done went to the gym, hit the gym, started losing weight. You flexing on the camera, stuff like that. You started flexing. They be like, oh, you flexing? I'm going to make sure I try to get back with you and get you, fatten you, go ahead and fatten you up. You see what I'm saying? They will come back and try to ruin you because they internally, your glow up, your ability to leave them alone makes them hate themselves internally. It makes them, the shame makes them hate themselves internally. They want to seek, the only way to get rid of the shame temporarily, because shame comes back. Shame never leaves narcissists. The only way to get rid of the shame temporarily is to divide, to hurt you in some way, shape, or form. To make you cry. To hurt you, to do things like that. And like I said, I know the way I described it through most of this video, it sounds like it's just an through intimate partnerships, but this can be a friendship. Your friends can seek vengeance on you for cutting off the friendship. They can spread rumors and tell your friends what you said about them. Your parents can do the same thing. Your parents can try to ruin your life. I heard stories about, this one woman told me a story about how her mom is going to court with her toxic, abusive ex to press charges on her, to be a witness for her ex. Because she cut her mom off. She cut her mom off, and her mom wants to seek vengeance and hurt her. So she's testifying against her. She's testifying against her daughter because her daughter decided to go no contact because she's abusive and wouldn't ever apologize, never took accountability. So it can be your parent. It doesn't always have to be, an intimate partner. This can be one of your parents as well. You know what I mean? People walking down my office. But that's what happens, y'all. That's what's going on and whatnot. So I just feel like they will always seek vengeance. And how they seek vengeance, there's limitless ways that they can seek vengeance, y'all. Whatever they think will hurt you, they will try to do. And some of them don't care how it affects them, y'all. You know, one of the terms I see a lot of the younger generation use nowadays, it's called crashing out. Some of them will absolutely crash out to hurt you. You know, some of them will absolutely crash out and ruin, destroy their own lives as long as it means hurting you in some way, shape, or form. So you got to empower yourself to keep moving forward. Stay as strong as you possibly can. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Subscribe to my newsletter. I appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.